This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
We have constituted the committee. We have circulated the order of the high-level committee which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee. Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB, and Director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
The minister said the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences and suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. The committee has been asked to submit its report within 3 months. Gujarat Health Minister Rishikesh Patel held a review meeting at the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital today and took stock of the situation. The minister also visited the cold storage room where bodies have been kept and reviewed the operations. Meanwhile, the process of DNA matching is underway in the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Authorities of the civil hospital have so far identified 11 victims based on the DNA samples and their bodies are being handed over to their kin. Early in the day, Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar and reviewed the DNA testing process. He also visited the crash site and took stock of the search operation. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge visited the civil hospital and met the injured. He also visited the crash site. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. In the second leg of this visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on the 16th of June to participate in the G7 summit. In the final leg of this tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on the 18th of June. In a major crackdown on illegal arms holders, a team of Manipur police and other security agencies conducted a massive search operation on the outskirts of five valley districts last night and recovered 328 illegal arms. According to the police report, after receiving specific intelligence regarding the presence of a large cache of arms and ammunition, a joint team of Manipur police, CAPFs, army conducted the operation and 328 illegal arms along with ammunition, explosives and warlike stores were recovered by the team. The Indian Army welcomed 419 new young officers today. A grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy, Dehradun in Uttarakhand. At the historic Chetwood building of IMA, a total of 451 gentlemen cadets marched with pride, taking their final step toward being commissioned officers. India has asked its citizens in Palestine to remain vigilant and observe locally advised safety and emergency procedures due to the current situation in the region. The representative office of India, Ramallah, today issued an advisory and urged all Indian nationals to exercise caution and avoid unnecessary movement. India's pair of Arya Borse and Arjun Babuta clinched gold in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event today at the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. This is India's fourth medal and second gold in the ongoing World Cup after Suruchi Singh's yellow medal and the two bronze won by Sivth Kaur Samra and Ilavanil in their respective individual events earlier this week. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over parts of Gujarat, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.